What's Shaking with Shaner presents Psycho Bob. Psycho Bob says,
meow.
Welcome to another installment of Psycho Bob Says, brought to you by What's Shaking with Shaner. Psycho Bob the Cat is picking the topics and, yes, writing these 10-minute installments in between our larger episodes. He is the co-host and producer of What's Shaking with Shaner, and in order to see some of his consistent caterwauling, yeah, it gets pretty bad at times, we are literally giving him a voice in these installments. In order for me to push some of this back on Bob, let's try a little something here. Hey, Bob, I know you just got back from a friend's wedding. I hope it wasn't a clawful experience at the reception, mostly because I know cats do not make good DJs, as they always hit pause. Yeah, Bob, I think I finally got you on one. No, wait, really, what was that? Bob just asked me if I knew the most requested song at cat wedding dances. I'm really afraid to ask, but okay, Bob, what is it? Bob said the most requested dance at cat wedding receptions is Mice, Mice, Baby. Ugh, come on. Again, thank you for joining us today. As Psycho Bob says, what does Yule mean? Y-U-L-E. We say it all the time during the holiday season, such as Yule Tidings and the Yule Log, but what does it actually mean? According to dictionary.com, the word Yule can be used as another name for Christmas, the Christian holiday to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Like the word Christmas, Yule can be used to refer to the Christmas season or Christmas time. Another word for this is Yuletide. When they're used in reference to Christmas, the terms Yule and Yuletide are often intended to sound a bit old-timey, if you will, like Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, kind of all of that. That really doesn't clear anything up. Thanks anyway, dictionary.com. We are interested in why the word Yule is used and its origination and original meaning. Let's dig a little bit deeper into the old litter box and find some hidden nuggets. Yule is an indigenous winter festival celebrated by the Germanic peoples. Their earliest reference to it are in the form of month names, where the Yuletide period lasts somewhere around 2 months, falling along the end of the modern calendar between what is now mid-November and early January. Yule is attested early in the history of the Germanic peoples in a Gothic language calendar of the 5th and 6th century. It appears in the month name Fruma Julis. And in the 8th century, the English historian Bede wrote that the Anglo-Saxon calendar included the months Yule or Yuli, corresponding to either modern December or December and January. The Prose Edda, in chapter 55, different names for the gods are given. One is Yule Beings, a work by the scald Evandir Skaldsapillir that uses the term is then quoted. Again, we have produced Yule Beings Feast, our ruler's eulogy, like a bridge of masonry. In addition, one of the numerous names of Odin is Julnir, referring to the event. So now we have a little bit of reference behind Yule. Let's jump into what actually the Yule period was and how it was celebrated. A description of pagan Yule practices is provided by noted scholar M. Lee Hollander from his History of the Kings of Norway. It was ancient custom that when sacrifice was to be made, all farmers were to come to the heathen temple and bring along with them the food they needed while the feast lasted. At this feast, all were to take part of the drinking of ale. Also, all kinds of livestock were killed in connection with it, and all the blood from them was called Hoalt, the sacrificial blood, and Hoalt Boli, the vessel holding the blood, and Halot Yanir, the sacrificial twigs. These were fashioned like sprinklers, and with them were to be smeared all over with blood the pedestals of the idols and the walls of the temple within and without. And likewise, the men present were to be sprinkled with blood. But the meat of the animals was to be boiled and served as food at the banquet. Fires were to be lighted in the middle of the temple floor, and kettles hung over the fires. The sacrificial beaker was to be borne around the fire, and he who made the feast and was chieftain was to bless the beaker as well as all of the sacrificial meat. Scholar Rudolf Simek says the pagan Yule feast had a pronounced religious character and that it is uncertain whether the Germanic Yule feast still had a function in the cult of the dead and in the veneration of the ancestors, a function which the midwinter sacrifice certainly held for the West European Stone and Bronze Ages. The traditions of the Yule log, Yule goat, Yule boar, still reflected today in Christmas ham, Yule singing, and others possibly have connections to pre-Christian Yule customs, which Simek says indicates the significance of the feast in pre-Christian times. Recently, scholars have connected the Yule period to the Wild Hunt, a ghostly procession in the winter sky, the god Odin leading the Wild Hunt, and it bears the name of Yolnir, and increased supernatural activity such as the Wild Hunt and the increased activities of the undead beings who walked the earth. The concept of the Wild Hunt was first documented by the German folklorist Jacob Grimm, who first published it in his 1835 book, Deutsche Mythologie. Grimm interpreted the Wild Hunt phenomena as having pre-Christian origins, arguing that the male figure who appeared in it was a survival of folk beliefs about the god Odin, who had lost his sociable character, his near-familial features, and assumed the aspect of a dark and dreadful power, a specter, or even a devil. The saga of Hagen the Good credits King Hagen I of Norway, who ruled from 934 to 961, with the Christianization of Norway, as well as rescheduling Yule to coincide with Christian celebrations held at that time. The saga says that when Hakon arrived in Norway, he was a confirmed Christian, but since the land was still altogether heathen and the people retained their pagan practices, Hagen hid his Christianity to receive the help of the great chieftains. In time, Hakon had a law passed establishing that Yule celebrations were to take place at the same time as the Christians celebrated Christmas, and everyone was to have ale for the celebration with a measure of grain, or else pay fines and had to keep the holiday while the ale lasted. Yule had previously been celebrated roughly for 3 nights from Midwinter Night, which is the winter solstice, according to the saga. Hakon planned that when he had solidly established himself and held power over the whole country, he would then have the gospel preached. According to the saga, the result was that his popularity caused many to allow themselves to be baptized, and some people stopped making sacrifices. When Hakon believed that he wielded enough power, he requested a bishop and other priests from England, and they came to Norway. On their arrival, Hakon made it known that he would now have the gospel preached in the whole country. So to answer our original question, what does Yule mean and why do we say it? Well, Yule was a period of feasting and celebrating by Germanic peoples during the winter solstice, and it has been related now to the Wild Hunt. Yule tidings refer to the feast, and the Yule log is a reference to pagan sacrifices as well as the Christmas ham. It's always amazing to me that truly non-Christian events and vernacular are often blended into Christian phrasing and Christian celebrations like Christmas. So, hey, Nerd Herd, now we know. Thank you for spending some of your precious time with myself and Bob as we discovered the meaning behind the Yule. Now you have something to discuss at your holiday parties and dinners over the next few days. And by the way, you're welcome. May you have a blessed holiday season with family and friends. And on behalf of Bob and myself, thank you all oh so much.